This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the two warring factions of the Democratic Labour Party escalated their feud by holding separate meetings. A political scientist believes unity should be top priority for the DLP moving forward. Local egg and poultry producers frustrated over a number of issues which they say are impacting their sales. And a 48-hour curfew is imposed in some sections of Jamaica in response to a surge in gang violence. Good morning, I'm Carol Taupin. Details to the news just ahead. The two warring factions of the Democratic Labour Party escalated their feud yesterday, holding separate meetings that could be seen as a war of words between them. The St. Michael Southeast of the DLP held a branch meeting at the Parkinson Memorial School, while DLP members Ricky Williams and Eric Hurley convened a meeting at the Ellerslie School. Police officers were also called to the Ellerslie School during that meeting. Former DLP President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood said while he will not start a new party, he believes change is needed. He stressed that the internal issues are holding back the party.
We have to practice a politics of newness. A politics of newness that means that we do not stand for corruption, that we are transparent. That is what we have to do. We have enough brilliant minds in the Democratic Labour Party. We have enough brilliant minds in this country that we can do this. So what holds us back? What holds us back is the behavior that we have seen exhibited in the last couple of months. What holds us back is the kind of behavior we saw exhibited tonight. What holds us back is the behavior that we've seen exhibited in the last couple of weeks. And that is problematic.
He explained why he will continue to support Steve Blackett despite calls to drop him.
People call me privately, man, will you don't curse Steve out and drop Steve and all kind of things. But what I admired about Steve Blackett is that he understood that his season was at the end. And his purpose was to usher in the next generation. That is it. He has never asked for anything. In fact, we have taken from him. Dare I say, I wish more of the elders in the Democratic Labour Party, the elders in politics, were like Steve Blackett, because they would understand when your season is drawing to a close, it is your role to usher in the next generation. He wants us to be better than him.
Former DLP President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood also speaking during the meeting at the Ellerslie School. DLP member Walter Maloney criticized the expulsion of Steve Blackett and Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. He believes that members must put aside their differences in the name of peace.
We need to take back the Democratic Labour Party. It must come back for being the party of decency, party of loyalty, party of peace. That's what the DLP is going to be standing for. We need to regain that. And until we do that, the people in this country is going to make sport at us.
DLP member Walter Maloney. Meantime, over at the Parkinson Memorial School, featured speaker, former Barbados Prime Minister Frondell Stewart, endorsed political leader Ralph Thorne. He believes Mr. Thorne is the right man to take the party forward.
Ralph, let me say now, has the character, the capacity, and the courage, those three C's, to be not only the political leader of the Democratic Labour Party, but whatever else flows from that. All the years I've known him, in Ralph Anthony Thorne, I've never found any guile. And when I say that Ralph has the character to be the political leader of the Democratic Labour Party, and anything else that flows from that, I intend to say no more than that. Wherever he goes, anything he touches, he leaves his imprints, his stamp. And I think that we are the better off for having him.
While briefly highlighting the party's internal struggles, Mr. Stewart said that the leaders must also follow the rules governing the party.
I think it is a matter for regret, to be quite honest with you, that the party has rules, and those who want to administer the affairs of the party, who feel that they have a right to administer the affairs of the party, do not think that they are bound by the rules. But I hear talk about getting people to raise up at a party conference. Let me tell you something. Nobody can cherry pick and say, okay, I feel bound by these rules, but see them, I ain't under them. You either subscribe to the principles contained in the party's constitution, all of them or none. It's a zero-sum thing, either all or none.
Former Barbados Prime Minister Frondell Stewart, a political scientist, believes unity should be the top priority for the Democratic Labour Party moving forward, following the expulsion of its suspended president and general secretary. The DLP's disciplinary committee last week announced a decision to expel both President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood and General Secretary Steve Blackett. Both men expressed disappointment at the move, with Mr. Blackett calling for the general members or membership to rally to his defence. Political scientist Davron Bruce says after months of internal struggles, Barbadians would want the DLP to get their past issues with generally sorted, with general elections constitutionally due in a few years.
The branding of the DLP has been significantly shot further, given the wranglings that they've had over the last 6 months. So I think many Barbadians have just simply been asking for them to get their house in order. Those words exactly. Not because they were going to vote for them, but at least get your house in order and represent yourself properly as a party. So until they can do that, quite frankly, I am not sure what can occur. We have to see how the general conference finalizes itself.
He does not think that the expulsions will get the party back to normal, but also believes there are other matters to be addressed.
I think the public may be mistaken in thinking that this is a Ronnie and Steve situation, but they're seemingly forgetting that Ronnie and Steve have significant support behind them as well, too, as it relates to members of the party. So the idea that selling them will mean that everything will be hunky-dory and back to normal, I don't foresee that happening. I think what the party has at its disadvantage is what I consider the residue of 2018. Many individuals who continue to think that they have viability in politics going forward, despite the fact that Barbadians have made a very sound judgment against those individuals, but somehow they think that they have viability, and they think the general election will be the last to rid the DLP finally of the individuals who seem not to know when to quit.
Political scientist Davron Bruce. Local egg and poultry producers are frustrated over a number of issues, one of them the importation of eggs and chicken into the country. As the Barbados Egg and Poultry Producers Association held its annual general meeting at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre, small farmers voiced their concerns, stressing they're finding it difficult to sell their produce and urged supermarkets and government to give them a chance.
Poultry eggs would be a challenge sometimes. I have new hardship on the stream, so I'll see how things work for me. You know, and poultry chicken is not a challenge. You can't ask the supermarket. You know, you come without bringing me. BMC is bringing chicken, so that's what hurts in the industry. Ease up the situation. That's the important chickens that small farmers can get by as well.
All the farmers are here suffering, along with me. I got chicken, you want to sell me 12 years ago. Eat and feed every year. And chicken will not grow, how you can make money? You're all people, you can't pay them. And small farmers are here suffering. And it's cruel. I get, you know, but see, I know that I ate this for so long, you ain't making no money.
Why is it that every time I go into the supermarket to buy eggs, the eggs on display in the supermarket, regardless of what the supermarket is, are small? I have been small for the past 2 years. And don't tell me that the flocks are young. They can't be young for 2 years. Are the smaller farmers with the nice size eggs given the opportunity to market their eggs in the supermarket?
Local egg and poultry producers. And finally, in Jamaica, a 48-hour curfew has been imposed in sections of Kingston Western Police Division. Senior Superintendent Michael Phipps, the commanding officer for the police division, explained that the curfew was imposed in response to a surge in gang violence in the community of Rosetown. He says there's been an upsurge in murders and shootings in the Trentstown police area, and that intelligence is suggesting that there is heightened tension within the community. Furthermore, he said police have received information that rival gang members are planning to launch reprisal attacks. Recapping the headlines, the two warring factions of the Democratic Labour Party escalated their feud by holding separate meetings. A political scientist believes unity should be the top priority for the DLP moving forward. Local egg and poultry producers frustrated over a number of issues which they say is impacting sales. And a 48-hour curfew imposed in some sections of Jamaica in response to a surge in gang violence. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.